Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You are listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. And I have to share with you, I start my radio show for Ole Cantos with a smile on my face because we always play this game of me just being courteous and preparing him to, like, Ole, remember to call in. And he usually calls in just about right on time. So I don't even need a heart monitor to kind of go like the extra heart monitoring, you know, like I don't even have to exercise because so he tests the ability to slide in under the wire almost every week. And we playfully say this because I love having Ole Cantos on our radio show. Now, we picked Friday at 5 p.m., but probably isn't a good time for a guy who's working in Washington, D.C., you know, where they're figuring out closing down the government or, you know, but he's an attorney over in Washington, D.C., and he's also a dad, which is really not pretty good because I'm sure Fridays being a dad is kind of crazy, and he deals with all the stuff that he deals with anyway. So we just love having Ole Cantos here as, if you will, just a great example of what it's like to be an entrepreneur. You know, you're always doing the things that you need to do to be able to get things done, and that means get things done under the wire as well. And we love having Ole Cantos on Building Fortunes Radio. You can find his previous radio shows on buildingfortunesradio.com/Ole, and that's O-L-L-I-E. And you can also go to his regular websites, olecantos.com. Ole Cantos, C-A-N-T-O-S, is how you spell the Cantos portion of olecantos.com. And, of course, you can always find him on his regular Amway website, which is amway.com/Ole. So you can go to amway.com/Ole. And we built Building Fortunes Radio to have a platform for people just like Ole to be able to share with the world what they're doing and the kind of people that they are. So I always like to brag on Ole just a little bit more before I let him say anything. Besides being an attorney, so he had to climb those hoops and jump through those ladders, he's also working in Washington, D.C. He's worked with all different types of organizations, including different presidents of this country. So he was at the White House on the evening where the White House was glowing on presidential election Donald Trump thing. So he's also a Republican, kind of. So that was interesting.
Oh, not even just kind of.
Yeah, exactly. I wasn't sure if I was supposed to disclose all that. But he's a Republican. And, you know, so he's like, you know, ducking, you know, and stuff like that because people like freaking out that Hillary wasn't going to be the president. And then also was at the inauguration, which was really cool. And we actually did a live radio show from the inauguration. And, of course, his battery on his phone ran out, which would be anticipated. So the other cool thing is he's also done a lot of really great things in his local community. And for people that are, I'm going to use the term disabled, he's worked with the blind, the lower income, people with all different types of disabilities, has been recognized like crazy all over the place, including on, you know, NPR, World News Tonight, that's a television show. You know, they've been in People magazine. They've been all different types of local and nationwide news broadcasts as well. But part of my most favorite, if you will, accolades that I have for Ole Cantos is he's also a dad. And he adopted three boys that are blind. They're triplets, Stephen, Leo, and Nick. And we've enjoyed having them on our radio show as well. So I love his other accomplishments, but I know the ones that really make a very big difference are in those three boys' lives, and he also makes a difference for you, too, if you're looking to do anything with a home-based business. So the company he works with is Amway. You can find his website, like I mentioned a little bit earlier, on amway.com/Ole. And if you're looking to buy something during the Christmas holidays, why not buy it from somebody that may not be a competitor of yours if you're in a home-based business, why not buy it from somebody to support the industry and support a great family as well? So, Ole, I always like to see what I could possibly do to make you blush just a little bit. But thanks for being here on time, and then thanks for being here on Building Fortunes Radio.
Thank you, Peter. This is always, always a blast getting to spend time with you. And thank you for mentioning ABC's World News Tonight with David Muir, because that just was on a week ago last Friday, and they did end up putting the piece on, and it was magnificent. So I actually wanted to share our experiences with the media lately, and to explain some things that happened behind the scenes that you'll only hear people will only get to hear about only here on Building Fortunes Radio. I'm not writing about it anywhere else, etc. The only way people will know is if they listen to this. And the reason why I'm going to talk about this here is because I want to tie this into the broader concept of prospecting for any of us within the network marketing industry. So what's been happening is whenever there are various media outlets, especially at the national level, who wanted our story, they first want to know more of the details as to how we became a family, and then how are the boys doing with scouts, etc. And then, you know, they're really, really excited, they're really interested. And then after they talk about that, they really build it up, they say, oh, are there any other national media who have contacted you? Then they just say, well, please make sure to let us know, because whichever one it is, want to be the first. So they're interested in telling the story because of how compelling the story is, but they're also very, very competitive, and we're just a chess piece to them, where they are actually looking out for their own interests of competitively being the first to tell the story. And not just simply telling it because they care about us or anything like that. We're actually realists, and we know that whenever media folks contact us, it's because it isn't just because of the story itself. It's because of how they can potentially tell the story and be the first to tell the story. So we understand that. And what actually happened in this case was it wasn't just ABC who was looking at us. There was also CBS Morning News, and so ABC did the interview of us roughly about a month ago, 2 days after the boys had their Eagle Court of Honor. No, actually, a day after the boys had their Eagle Court of Honor. They had it on Wednesday, October 25th. ABC interviewed the boys and me on Thursday, October 26, 2017. They're like, we really want this to be on with David Muir. He really loves it, etc. And then these other news events happened, and they didn't put it on. And then they didn't put it on the next week and the next week. And so, I mean, if people listen to the show live, back on October the 27th, 2017, the show that you and I did that day, we even told people that they were going to be putting on our story. But if people remember that night, if they went and listened to or watched ABC World News Tonight, we weren't on, because right before they ended up telling us almost last minute that we weren't going to be put on because of the other news events that had happened. So they had asked us they rushed us in getting the interview done. We had to drop everything the day after the boys' Court of Honor. They called the ABC called us at about 4 o'clock, 4:30 on Thursday. They had a camera crew here by 7:30, roughly that night, and then they spent 4 hours with us. So like 7:30 to 11:30, roughly. We scrambled to get them other stuff. We reached out to people asking for footage from stuff in the past, etc. We bent over backwards for them. Then ultimately, when it came down to it, they ended up not using the story, which is fine. I mean, they also always do the disclaimer, well, hey, there's always a chance that you won't be aired. And so I understood that, and I know what they're up to. And so that was that. And then later, a few weeks later, fast forward, we received word that CBS Morning News wanted to do a story on us and using the new technology that the boys have called Ira, which is like a pair of glasses, smart glasses that connects to connects to somebody who can see what the glasses show, whatever people can see through the boys can see through the glasses can be actually seen by an Ira agent who can then tell them what's ahead of them, what things look like, etc., which is really cool because the boys have done all sorts of stuff with those glasses. So the CBS News did the same thing. They said, oh, well, this is really great. We want to follow you. Guys are going to go Christmas shopping anyway. We want to follow you. This is going to inspire a lot of people. We're going to follow you around. And, you know, when you guys do your usual thing, and we'd love to have the boys do their Christmas shopping and stuff, that would be really fun. And then it was literally all set. They're like, okay, the camera crew will come on that particular the following Tuesday. You know, everything was set. It was supposed to be this last Tuesday, whatever Tuesday this week was, December. Gosh, I can't think of what the date is. December 5th. They were supposed to be Tuesday, December. And then so then they had it all set. You know, and I had to take off work. I had to ask for. I mean, remember at the level I'm working, I had to ask the leadership about this stuff. You know, I had to change my work schedule. The Leo had to tell his boss that he wasn't working, you know, because he needed off that day, all that stuff. Just we had to really scramble to accommodate when they were coming. So everything was set. And then this last Friday, ABC decided, apparently, they decided to pull off the shelf everything that they had done the month before. And they decided to to put up the story that they had talked about weeks ago. Just they decided, and then it aired. And then the next thing we got word was CBS told the person at this company that was, you know, had these contacts, said, well, we saw the story with ABC News, so we're not doing your story now. So after all that talk about, oh, we're really excited about inspiring people, about showing people the technology, all that stuff, they pulled out, CBS Morning News pulled out, the producers pulled out because the ABC World News Tonight story aired that Friday before and is no longer a fresh story, even though the story that they were trying to do was it had literally had nothing to do with the content of what was aired last Friday. What aired last Friday on whatever Friday a week ago today is, the last Friday of November – oh, no, September. No, December. December 1st. Friday, December 1st. The story that aired was all about the boys' achievements and making Eagle Scout. That was literally the full focus of the story. No mention of technology whatsoever. Nothing. Did not say anything about the Ira glasses at all. Nothing. Not a word. But yet, because we were aired on ABC News last Friday nationally, after all that talk about, oh, this technology is going to inspire people, etc., they decided to pull out. So I received word this last Sunday that that CBS Morning News was no longer to air the story. They were no longer going to send the camera crew, nothing. They didn't even call me directly. I heard about it separately, even though I had reached out to them myself. Just in preparation, they're saying we're excited about the story. So the whole point of all this is not only – I mean, you know, they could say, oh, well, you know, there are other news stories, but that wasn't why they decided not to come. They decided not to come because somebody got to us first or that they aired our story first. And so, you know, it's like on one level, it's like, well, hey, I thought all that stuff you guys all said about how you're interested about telling our story about the technology and everything. And then yet when a story airs about us that has nothing to do in substance with what they were going to do, the fact that we were on first with another network, they decided to pull the plug on us.
Wow.
And so, I mean, that's literally, honestly, the truth. Honest to God truth, what happened with that, with the whole thing. And then, And then also, concurrent with all this, the Saturday, this past Saturday, again, it was initiated. None of these contacts are anything we reach out. People don't believe that at times. They think, oh, Ole, you must be contacting media. We don't contact anybody. They call us, you know. And so this last Saturday, folks called from the Ellen DeGeneres show. A producer called from there saying, well, hi, we want to look into the possibility about you guys telling your story on Ellen DeGeneres. And, you know, we'd love to set up a Skype interview. So then, because of that, I had a friend from church set us up. We don't use visual stuff around here most of the time. So a friend had to come by, get the computer camera set up, make sure the Skype worked, set up the chair, set up the background. So it visually, it looked appealing from that standpoint. We moved the furniture, you know, just all that stuff, you know, just to make sure it was ready. They said, well, we really want to look at you. Oh, and we want to do it on Sunday, you know, the next day. And I said, well, we can try. And so I had my friends scramble to get everything ready on that Sunday afternoon to accommodate their schedule. But yet they moved it because she had her day off, and she said it was too much, too tough for her to go all the way into the office. So she talked about how she cared about the story, but yet when we accommodated her by agreeing to meet when she wanted to, and we set everything up, because it was inconvenient for her, she couldn't do it that day. And I said, well, okay, well, we'll push it back to whenever is more convenient for them. Then we finally did the interview on Monday, and then Tuesday they told us they weren't going to do it. So, but the whole thing is that this is just – I just wanted to tell our loyal listeners, to anybody who either listens to this or finds this or whatever, that when it comes to media, I guess if today's program could be entitled for today's radio show, Peter, this whole thing, actually, to borrow from my own dad's phrasing, is collect and select. That's the only way I could phrase it, collect and select, you prospect and you do whatever, you know, that's what they do with us. And that's what the Ellen Show did with us. They collect and they get as many potential prospective stories, in this case, as possible. Then out of that, they tell everybody all the stuff, you know, oh, you know, you're this, you're that, you know. And then when we bite and we do whatever we can for that to give them what they need, they then pick from our story and other people's stories, and then everybody else, oh, well, you know, they get to select, and the rest of us, oh, well, you know. But to say, for us, we don't have to have that kind of attitude of, you know, the way that the media does toward us. But instead, what we have to do, but the good thing that we take from this is that when we prospect, it's in a way, it's collect and select. And with that, because of time, I'll turn over time back to you, then I'll continue this after the break.
There we go. We're going to take a little commercial break. You're listening to Ole Cantos on Building Fortunes Radio. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.NetworkLeads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized website, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
We are back. Peter Mingles here with Ole Cantos, and he is sharing with us his real-life experiences. And we're going to tie this into some of the things that you go through, perhaps if you're building a home-based business. So if you knew that this was the way it was going to be, then you might not like it, but you might be able to handle it better. So, Ole, I, of course, have some things to add, but I will add when you tell me when it's ready for my intervention.
Great. Well, thank you. So basically what the moral of all of this, for the reason why I'm telling you telling our audience all of this is when we prospect people, we have to have the attitude of collect and select. We have to tell people all about our opportunity, and we have to share with them why it's good, and we have to have the posturing and knowing that when we talk to people about our respective businesses, that we're not going to them we're not going to them in the spirit of, oh, we need them. Because we don't need them. We don't need anybody we prospect. But we're going to them with the story and the posturing that what we have to offer is so good that it is really worth their time and their effort and their energy to be with us. And then if they say no, et cetera, or whatever, that's fine. It doesn't bother us because we know what we have is good. And in our case, building the Amway business, we know that we have is really good. If people decide to sift themselves out by not availing themselves of the Amway business opportunity or by not buying products, that's totally up to them. And that we have no hard feelings about that, but that's just, we just share the news with everybody about how this works. And then if they decide to join us, great. If not, no worries, whatever, because we love what we have to offer. And we know that if they knew what we have and they knew the value of what we had, they'd jump on it right away. So in the same way that the news organizations and you know, the different publications, they do collect and select with all these various news stories. They sift out whichever ones work and they're competitive with each other, et cetera. You know, instead of our feeling like, oh, well, we thought you cared. We know they don't care, you know, they that way. Because look at this whole CBS thing. You know, it's all a matter for them. They're all competing with each other for viewership, and it's all based on business, making money, et cetera. So they know that they are all that. They are big, ginormous media companies. And who are we within all that? Comparatively, they have the pulpit. They have the, not pulpit. They have the platform. They have a way to reach millions of people literally just by being on their respective programs. Then that gives the people who are talked about, that gives them a lot of exposure. And they don't need us. We need them in a sense, and that's how they approach us. So that's why they say all these great things, but I am a realist, and the boys, I'm teaching them this, the same thing. Whenever people come to us about, oh, we want to tell the story, et cetera, you know, we're appreciative, but we also know that they're not in this for us. They're not in this for us. They're in this for them, which is fine. But in the same way that the media people have their own posturing about that they're good, they're needed, et cetera, here within the network marketing context, we should all be proud of our respective company marketing companies and say that we are needed. The people who are our prospects, they need us. And the difference, though, is those marketing companies are competitive with each other. And then if one story airs or if they, whatever way they go in one direction, then there's just this intense, fierce competition. Here, the slight difference with our context here is that at least from our family standpoint, we're excited when people enter this industry and are part of it. We believe they should be with us, but if they join and they end up with someone else, we are still supportive of them. Like some people that I think I alluded to last week with somebody who ended up joining another company, even though I prospected them. I'm fine with that because wherever they should be, that's their decision, and I'm just supportive of people being entrepreneurs and being prosperous and taking full advantage of free enterprise, et cetera. That's just how it is, but not being mad about the whole thing. Apparently, CBS was mad. I mean, I don't know the full thing. It's not firsthand, but CBS was not happy with how our story aired before theirs when they had committed all this stuff. And then our folks, the people who told us, that literally assured them, like, look, this interview was done a month ago. They pulled it off the shelf. You know, this had nothing to do with anything against CBS. CBS didn't even approach us at the time. And then suddenly when ABC decides to air it, which – all along, they said that they would eventually air it. They told us from the beginning. They decided to air it, and now CBS doesn't care about the story. So it's the same thing where they're so competitive about that they just drop us. But we don't have to be that way when it comes to people who we come across in this industry. If we find people, we should be happy for them when they you know, because we should have the wealth mentality and not a lack mentality. If somebody joins with somebody else and not with us, then that's fine. There are billions of people in the world. they end up doing what they feel is best for them and it's somewhere else, then more power to them. We wish them, honestly, truly, from our hearts, we wish them luck. But if they come with us, be with us, and we will really help them prosper and grow, and we love people being with us. So with that, I'll turn over the time to you with all this. This is a lot conceptually, but I really wanted to share this with our loyal viewers. So, I mean, our listeners.
That is right. That's absolutely perfect. So thanks for the insight. And I'll add in my little things into this as well as we bring this in, because most of us listening in probably aren't going to be the people on the receiving end of those phone calls for TV interviews or radio interviews where we might have the opportunity to be let down like that, if you will, if I can call it quote-unquote let down. But we all sometimes, as you're building a home-based business or doing anything, have a tendency of being on that, and here's my phrase, ready? The emotional roller coaster. So the emotional roller coaster. And because of my background in direct sales and direct sales management, I had found that, you know, I could knock on one door or be in one home making a sale or hire somebody or be in a certain office or be on the receiving end and be in the top of the world. And then the very next phone call, the very next door, the very next whatever, maybe down to the bottom, the depths of the ocean, if you will. And then the very next phone call could be the top of the world or somewhere in between. And what I was finding, Ole, is that if I allowed those outside circumstances to play with my emotions, I would be on an emotional roller coaster. And I'll never forget when I was running 96 different offices for one company, and I was taking sales calls or I was on the receiving side of the phone, you know, I'd be picking up one phone call with one ear, and my right ear I'd be hearing somebody saying, I love this company, this is great, blah, blah, blah. And then on the other ear, you know, the phone would ring, hold on one second, I hate this company sucks, I'm going to sue you. And wait a minute, let me see, how maybe you guys should be talking together. How can somebody at both extremes be talking about the same thing? And what I found was it was really easy for me to get wrapped up into an emotional roller coaster. So here's my punchline in advance. When you're walking down your life and the emotional roller coaster shows up, decide not to get on. Don't get on. So that has a little bit of a numbing effect, which means you don't get super excited and you don't get super down. But know when there's an emotional roller coaster, just don't step on. So now we'll swing this back to Ole's situation. You know, when CBS or ABC or NBC or whatever, you just got to watch out because that looks like an emotional roller coaster. Go through the motions and go do whatever you have to do. But also realize that you're setting yourself up if you step on the emotional roller coaster. So my little analogy to the people that I've always trained has always been, when life walks you in front of one of those emotional roller coasters, decide whether you want to step on it or not. And those instances, like Ole said, where you don't always control all of the things that might determine the end results, watch out how you step on the emotional roller coaster. So back to you.
Great. I'm really glad that you pointed that out, because we have got to be careful when stepping onto these emotional roller coasters, because the upside is when they head well and you think you're going great, it feels amazing. The downside is if that roller coaster heads downward, it's horrible. And then if you feel all that those extremes, it's enough to drive somebody mess with us. And so it's true. So what we do is we don't step onto that emotional roller coaster, like using the media as an example. We don't step onto that emotional roller coaster until it actually happens. So when the World News Tonight with David Muir aired, then we decided to step on that knowing it was happening. And we were watching it. We rode that roller coaster, and we just enjoyed it for all it was worth. And then later, with the Saturday Ellen thing and the Sunday CBS letdown and all that stuff, you know, those were more preliminary, and so we didn't jump onto those emotional roller coasters because we didn't know where they were headed. So if we were to do that and we were on those emotional roller coasters with the the Ellen thing with, oh, yay, Ellen potentially getting to be on with being seen by 3.8 million people who watch her daily show. That was Saturday. And then the down on Sunday, oh, no, we're not airing your program. That's just be enough to just make somebody just go through these extremes that are so unnecessary. So what we do is we still, whenever anything happens, we move forward and we still make the preparations and we still do whatever, knowing that they can drop us. Like with the whole Ellen thing, I explained about how we did whatever we could and we scrambled to get them what they needed for the Ellen show. And then with the CBS thing, we scrambled to make sure our schedules matched with the camera crew that was going to be coming in. We did all that knowing that there's a possibility that they might still drop us. So how does that apply to us here? Whenever we prospect somebody for our respective network marketing businesses, we go through the motions and we do it aggressively. We still do everything we can, knowing that they might say no. They could say no, or they could say yes, but then drop out or change their mind or whatever. So we still go through no matter what, we still do the work. We still work on prospecting people. We still do the work of showing them the marketing plan. We still go through the work of getting them signed up. If they sign up, then getting them acclimated into the company, then showing, you know, just they're step by step by step. There's always stuff. We still do the work. We still do the work. Along the way with any of that, people can drop. They can say no. They can say, I don't want to do this. This is not what I thought. Or are they're really excited and they do nothing, but nothing having to do with the company. They just don't follow through, et cetera. Those are all a series of emotional roller coasters in a way, because we could be excited like, oh my gosh, this person, they're going to sponsor a lot of people. This is magnificent. Finally. And then they don't do it. Then you feel bad. You know, I mean, there's so many ups and downs within just the daily work of building any network marketing organization within our industry with whatever company we're with. That's just how it is. But the point is that through it all, we don't stop. We still keep going. The media stuff, to this weekend or whenever, if somebody says, hey, we want to see you. We care about your story. Oh, my gosh, it's going to inspire a lot of people. They're like, oh, great. Well, what do you need to know? We'll tell you. We'll go through. We'll still go through the whole thing again, because there's a possibility they could drop us, but they could say yes. But whatever they do, we're not stepping onto that thing until we know that that roller coaster is heading up and it's going to be magnificent. If it doesn't, it doesn't. So that's what we pray that our listeners get from all of this, that this is real. This is what's happened to us. So are we bitter against CBS and Ellen and whoever drops us? Nah, it's part of their business. That's what they do. If they ever pick us up later, we'll be excited about that. But if you notice, when we were dropped, and I told you, I made reference to how ABC didn't air the story like we thought, et cetera. I wasn't mad about it. I just said they didn't air it, you know. And that's because it's fine. It's just how it is. We're pragmatic, but at the same time, we know that we have the opportunity to have the best of all worlds. We get to be excited and ride the positive emotional roller coaster when we see that it's happening. But at the same time, if it doesn't, it doesn't. No worries. So we get the benefit of all the good of that could happen. Then when it doesn't, it doesn't hurt us. So that's sort of, we get to have live the best of all worlds, knowing that when we keep doing the work, there will be no new opportunities in the future. I know there will be, because we're already planning again for next steps. The boys are leaving for Boston, it's now confirmed, in early January, and then there will be new chances there. And so it's just, life just keeps moving forward, and all the while we love it. And we experience life with all of its exciting aspects, with people coming up to us on the street nowadays. You know, they say, oh, I saw you, or I read about you, or whatever. And all the while, we just feel really good about just like, wow, that's really cool, you know. And then at the same time, if something doesn't happen, we don't worry about it. We don't dwell on it. We don't have bitterness toward people, et cetera. I even wrote a letter to David Muir when I figured the story wasn't happening. I literally wrote an email to him weeks ago saying, well, you know, whatever you do, though you're not airing our story, I really am excited that you are airing positive messages and stuff, because the world needs to see positive stories, you know, that kind of thing. And, you know, that was it. And I did not expect us to be on this last Friday. That's just – because I figured they've moved on. We were all pleasantly surprised when they didn't just move on and they actually finally aired the story. So this is one of those situations where I figure, oh, it's passed, it's done. And then they aired it. And then this other stuff, we thought, well, great, with everything that's happened, we could do it. And with CBS and with Ellen, we could actually very well get it because of building the momentum from this last week. And they ended up not doing it. Either way, it's fine. And so that's what I wanted to tell all of us and remind our whole audience that it's fine. It's ultimately going to be not only fine but magnificent as long as we keep doing the work. If I decided to become bitter and say, oh, well, you know, the media, you don't really need our story. You're just doing it for the ratings, et cetera. I mean, heck, you know, we talk about adding value. If our story will add value to them by giving them higher viewership, it's a win-win. We get more exposure. They get more people watching their show. They get higher ratings. They can then charge their advertisers more. Great. Good. It makes money for them. It gives exposure to us. Win-win. Awesome. If they drop us because we're not in their best business interest, fine. They'll be the next one. Whatever. It's fine. You know, and if they come back later when the boys achieve a new one, if, let's say, Ellen or CBS says, oh, yeah, I know we dropped you before, but we really are excited about this new angle. We're like, okay, well, great. Let's roll. Then if they drop us again, fine. No worries. You know, so that's the whole point of all this, that when it comes to our prospecting and our network marketing industry, we've got to make sure to put intense stock in the positive elements of this and then to not let the negative things hurt us. That way we get the best of all worlds. We get to build momentum when there's positive things that are happening. And then when there are things that are negative, then it just bounces off of us or rolls off of our back like water off of duck's back. Yeah, whatever. It's fine. And we really mean it. It's really fine. So back to you.
Perfect. So it's managing the emotions of the things that happen in everyday life as well, has a lot of parallels in it as well. And if you choose to build a home-based business, you're probably going to experience a little bit of that as well. So my favorite expression is life is going to bring you a few emotional roller coasters at every level. So you decide. You decide whether you want to buy a ticket and jump on or you want to just kind of hang out or when to buy that ticket and jump on and take advantage of it. So we are done with our radio show. Ole Cantos texted me the link to the station, the previous one that aired. So I'm going to make sure we find a way to post that something as well. And I'm sure you can find it all over the place on the internet, but you can probably, Ole, do you have that link anywhere on olecantos.com or where else can people find the
link?
It's
only on Building Fortunes Radio at this point. I haven't put it up yet, but I'm going to have our web guy put it up.
Excellent. So we'll make sure we put it on the homepage on Building Fortunes Radio. So go to buildingfortunesradio.com. And then you'll be able to see it there as well. So on that note, everybody, Ole, thanks for being here as usual. Say hello to those boys. And we're going to catch you next week. Thanks, everybody.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.